Okay, we are recording. So good evening. It's 5 o'clock on October 6th, 2021. This is the Board of Physical Therapy. Dr. Cornwell will do a roll call.
Okay.
To be sure of attendance. Dr. Cornwell?
Yeah, here.
Dr. King?
Present.
Dr. Bastillo?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Clinton?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Here.
And staff, Ms. Cardoza is absent. She's enjoying her vacation. Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And my name is Judy Chepius. Dr. Cornwell, the meeting's yours.
Okay. So the only item on our agenda for this special meeting is case 21-23 Grant Crary.
Crary.
If I pronounce that right.
Crary.
Assistant. Crary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mindy, do you want to give us a brief overview?
Absolutely. Before I do, I just want to introduce Dr. Amber Enright. She was the complainant and is willing to answer questions if you have any for her. I did provide a summary of the case to date, and I'll just briefly review that. On September 23rd, we received the complaint from Ms. Enright, from Dr. Enright, and the complaint was opened on September 27th. Ms. Enright is an independent contractor with Mr. Grant Crary, and she had allegations that related to not only his clinical practice, but also expressed concerns related to her knowledge of him using illegal drugs and abusing alcohol. With her written complaint, she submitted an audio tape recording of a conversation that she had with Mr. Crary and his office person, Celeste Mohar. The recording was made on September 13th. About 25 minutes into the recording, Mr. Crary is heard admitting that he is currently using cocaine and alcohol. He stated that his addiction was out of control and he was spending upwards of $1,200 per week on cocaine, alcohol, and gambling. He also stated in that audio conversation that he knew how to trick the system in regards to drug testing and in as such to produce negative test results. Mr. Crary did respond by the deadline of October 1st with a written response. He denies the allegation of illegal drug and alcohol abuse at that time. He believed that the complaint was from a disgruntled contractor. He has not practiced. He states he hasn't practiced as a physical therapist assistant for 2 years. He provides wellness treatments only and does not advertise physical therapy practice. His business is providing concierge mobile services of targeted vibration therapy. We have confirmed, Ms. Chepius and myself have confirmed, as we were looking into this complaint, that Mr. Crary's voicemail message did state that he is described as a physical therapist. He signs off as Crary PT LLC. And also, I wanted to make the board aware that his website does advertise his credential as a PTA, and I did do a screen capture of that last week. He has, and Ms. Chepius can verify this, but he did admit to her on a conversation on 10-5 that he does believe that a hair follicle test that was requested of him will be positive, and he did admit to illegal drug and alcohol abuse. I do want to make the board aware, though, that given the nature of the complaint, it was multifactorial. I focus on the potential threat to public safety, but there's a lot of evidence that has been submitted that has not been fully investigated as it relates to his clinical practice. So far, as I said, we've identified that he has identified himself as a physical therapist assistant, and he does advertise to some degree that he is does have a physical therapy practice. This case is for your review.
Okay, so our matter is to review, discuss, and possible action regarding accepting the interim consent agreement or taking other action such as issuing an order of in accordance with ARS 32-2045. And I apologize, I should have written your name down, but Mr. The counsel for Mr. Perry, do you have something?
Yes, good afternoon, members of the board. I was retained late last night to represent Mr. Query. We did sign and return back to board staff today the interim consent agreement for the practice restriction along with the 48-hour turnaround for the hair follicle test. So Mr. Query is certainly willing to participate and actively work to engage with board staff and the board to address any concerns related to the issues. I have not had a chance to fully review the complaint filed against him, nor have I had an opportunity to listen to the audio recording. My understanding with respect to the audio, it was Mr. Query reaching out essentially reaching out for help to the complainant in confidence, and that the video was recorded and apparently turned over to board staff. I'm not going to read anything into the complainant's motives for turning it over. I think that would be premature at this point. But suffice to say, the immediate issue warranting action at this meeting, I think, has been mooted by Mr. Query's consent to the or acquiescence to the consent agreement, which we have signed and returned to board staff today.
Okay, thank you. Does any board members have any questions?
This is Mr. Greer. I don't have any questions, but I would move to approve the interim consent agreement executed by the respondent.
Okay.
Second.
Is there a second?
Dr. King, second.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion?
And this is Mr. Greer again. I think the reason to do this is to protect the public and make sure that the remainder of the investigation goes on. And we can deal with the issues at a later date, provided that we have the assurances that he's not practicing in the interim.
I am curious, just for a point of discussion, based on what Mindy was talking about, that he's providing something that he doesn't consider physical therapy. He's not under the supervision of a physical therapist. So I don't know that we have any jurisdiction over what he's doing.
Not physical therapy.
Correct. Yes. But yet he's with people providing some sort of physical vibration service. So I just want to make a point of that it's worrisome.
I can add some detail to that. What I have found so far, as it relates to his practice, he retained Dr. Enright as a physical therapist to assist him in the physical therapy side of his practice. He also has a wellness side. I believe, based on what I've seen so far from Dr. Enright, she was attempting, the main referrals are from naturopathic physicians for patients who are oncological and with Lyme's disease. Hmm. They are sometimes, the referral, I have seen one document that refers to from this practice that says grant something to the effect of physical therapy to be seen by grant. So I haven't investigated yet what those gray lines are. If they're referring for physical therapy and he's applying this wellness, he sells cash-based businesses packages to clients/patients, and sometimes they would be seen by Dr. Enright well after the 20 visits or 20 sessions of the package. And it's not just total vibration. He said that in his written, but in additional communication from him, he's also selling stem cell patches, exercises, therapeutic exercises, I'm trying to remember the other, there's another oxygen-induced bicycling. Dr. Enright, did you have it?
Sorry, red light panels, oxygen-induced biking, and then also like a wellness Pilates/yoga through his assistant/tech/personal, I'm not sure what her title actually is, but another person that works in the company as well. So it's very convoluted, and that's the reason why it went on for so long, is that I honestly could hardly define what does constitute wellness. And I asked him so many times, and that's the difficult part is, yeah, I get that you can go to any person out there and buy whatever you want as a consumer, but our license dictates how we practice to all patients. And even under wellness, my understanding is that you can't just take your therapy hat off. And I mean, I said that verbatim. And there's just basically no reasoning. So regardless of you taking action immediately now, again, my entire reason for making this complaint was because I basically felt that the information that I was even saying was being misconstrued, where I'm concerned that I'm being pulled into this thing that's not therapy and I'm just a physical therapist. I'm not doing these other interventions. I'm not designating who gets them, how they are treated. And they are treatments. They're still treatments. But the number one thing is that these patients do believe that they're getting physical therapy. Even if they're in there for Pilates, even if they're in there getting just vibration, the patients believe that they are getting physical therapy. And I'm sure that as you interview, I only gave 3 patients because it, you know, that's what I did. But I'm pretty sure that if you called 90% of the patients on his schedule, they would believe that they are getting physical therapy. Now, they may have changed as of the 27th or whenever he was notified. But how, I don't understand how, you know, our profession protects the public from stuff like this that's going on. And maybe there's no answer, but this is basically the reason. It wasn't just that I had this recorded information. It was just, there's so much going on here. And that was just a piece of evidence that happened to come out. I did not force him. And it wasn't my understanding that he was calling me for help. I called a meeting because Celeste told me he got a sponsor and that's how the conversation was started. He didn't show up to work till 2. We had a conversation about a patient that I basically was saying, I quit if you don't pay this invoice. I'm not working for you until you pay this invoice. He said he was going to pay it, but I said, until you pay it, I'm not seeing patients for you anymore. I had an evaluation scheduled the next day, and I wasn't going to just drop her off. So I was assuming that Grant was going to tell me what the next steps were. And I also felt kind of obligated to just see this patient because even though I'm quitting, I know he doesn't have another PT and this patient still needs care. Now, I own a business. I own a cash pay PT business. So if he wanted and I didn't work for him, he could say, you know what, this patient still needs to be seen. You can pick them up. Or he could say, don't worry, I have it covered. Either way, I didn't let the patient know, the referral know, that that was going on between us. I just let Grant know. But he wasn't messaging me back. And so now it's 2 p.m. on a Monday, and this is, I don't know why he isn't showing up. So I drive over to the clinic, and Celeste happens to be there, and that's when she told me he got a sponsor. And I was like, what do you mean a sponsor? Like, what are we talking about? And she's like, you know, like AA, like, I'm like, are you trying to tell me right now? And I use some foul language that you're telling me that this somebody doesn't show up to work until 2 p.m. on a Monday because of alcohol? Is that what you're trying to convince me? I mean, I could say that I said it just like that, except there was also an explicit involved. And that's how the conversation got started. Basically, Celeste had a conversation with Grant and told him I was upset. They had a conversation about him potentially needing help. So you can hear in the video the whole conversation. It's not like, it's not me coercing him. And I was also having this internal battle. It wasn't necessarily to report him. It was because I knew that I needed to have some legal defense against what was going on and what I was about to hear. It was already made pertinent to me. My goal necessarily wasn't to make a complaint either at that time. It was just to make sure that I had what I needed legally to defend myself. Because, I mean, in one of the messages he sends me after he heard about the complaint, he goes, get a lawyer. I'm going to flip this on you. And I can see how, you know, my license is at risk because he practices under me. And luckily he doesn't anymore. But, I mean, this did go on for a long time. Like I said, I understand how responsible I am. This is how the complaint needed to be filed. Like it had to be done.
Thank you. So Dr. Cornwall, I'm not sure if he's practicing something called wellness and not necessarily, I don't know that. I'm not sure how this is actually going to limit what he's doing if he's not
doing
it under the supervision of a PT.
I understand. My logic is that I believe he is because he's advertising himself as a physical therapist assistant. And the referrals are coming from whomever, and they probably think that he is a physical therapist assistant. And so we'll need to kind of tease that out as the investigation goes forward.
Sure.
But right now he's agreed to have a drug test, and he's agreed not to practice under his PTA certificate. So that's what we're dealing with. I think that's all we can do at the moment.
Yeah, agreed.
If the investigation comes up with something else, we'll deal with that.
Yeah. Thank you.
And members of the board, this is David Williams again. I've been only recently retained, so I'm still getting my feet into the deep end of the pool. But I will work with Mr. Creary. My understanding is that he has two other PTs that he's contracted with that handle the PT side of the business. And the wellness part, which may or may not, you know, if there's a gray area that falls within this weird licensure issue, we will ensure that, yeah, and that's part of what he's hiring me to do, is to come in and advise him on the scope of these issues to ensure that he is safe to work with the clients and that he has referral sources that trust him, and he doesn't want to abuse that trust. So he definitely has a financial interest in wanting to see this process work itself out. I'm going to reach out to Mr. Harris and Ms. Richardson as soon as possible to talk about an overall possible resolution of this via some sort of consent agreement and try to move this through a positive process that the board feels as though the public is protected, and that Mr. Creary is these needs are appropriately addressed. So I'm pretty confident that I can come into this situation and bring some guidance to Mr. Creary to ensure that the board's concerns that are being discussed will be addressed in a positive manner to the protection of the public and to the satisfaction of Mr. Creary as well.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions about the discussion about the motion? Then let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the interim consent agreement. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Linton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. So I don't believe that there's anything else. And so do I have a motion for adjournment?
I move that we adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Was there a second? I didn't hear it.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do we need to have a – let's have a roll call for the adjournment.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes.
Okay. Thank you very much for everyone's attendance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You want to stop the recording?
Yes.